Join us as we delve into the world of cybersecurity, exploring the latest threats and offering tips to help keep you safe online. Apple has announced multiple security vulnerabilities in its operating systems that require immediate attention. In Apple iOS/iPadOS Network Connection Handler, CVE-2023-27940, a local access vulnerability has been discovered that requires an upgrade to mitigate any potential risks, although no exploit is currently available. Another critical buffer overflow vulnerability has been found in Apple Mac OS versions up to 11.7.212.6.213.1. It also requires local access, and no exploit is currently available. Immediate upgrading is recommended to safeguard against any potential attacks. Furthermore, Apple has released security updates to address zero-day vulnerabilities that have already been exploited. There is also a vulnerability in Apple iOS/iPadOS, CVE-2023-32397, that allows for escalation of privileges through the manipulation of unknown data. Although this attack is currently only possible through local access, it is recommended to upgrade the device to ensure its security. Dell has recently discovered a critical vulnerability in the BIOS UEFI component that can be manipulated for extended privileges. At present, no known exploits have been found. This vulnerability can be exploited through unknown data manipulation by local attackers with admin privileges. Additionally, Dell Command Update, Dell Update, and Alienware Update are affected by this vulnerability and contain a privilege escalation vulnerability. Moreover, VxRail earlier than version 7.0.450 has weak authentication that can also be exploited through unknown data manipulation. Thus, upgrading the software may fix this issue. It is worth noting that this vulnerability requires a local attack and is critical since it could result in elevated privileges. Although no exploit is currently available, Dell.com has more details. There have been multiple concerning stories related to cybersecurity threats and recent Microsoft news. Firstly, a logic flaw has been discovered in the OAuth login process of multiple online services, which could lead to account takeovers using Microsoft's Azure Active Directory service. This discovery is related to additional cyber attacks targeting Linux and IoT devices, where hackers are using brute force to deploy cryptomining malware. Microsoft has also uncovered two XSS vulnerabilities in Azure while hackers exploit a backdoor to install a patched version of OpenSSH to hijack targeted devices for Linux cryptomining. In addition, the NSA has shared a guide to fight against the Black Lotus malware, which exploits a known flaw in Microsoft Windows secure startup process to bypass secure boot protection. Lastly, a vulnerability has been found in the latest version of Microsoft Teams that allows possible introduction of malware into organizations using Teams in default configuration. Unfortunately, there's no patch available at the moment. Stay tuned for updates on these and other cybersecurity threats. TeleSign, the US-based fraud prevention company, is facing allegations of violating GDPR regulations by secretly collecting and processing data from millions of EU citizens without their consent. The data was collected by TeleSign's former Belgian parent company, Bix, and was used to generate reputation scores of individuals which were sold to big-name companies like Microsoft, Salesforce, and TikTok. Consequently, Austrian privacy advocacy group, NOIB, has filed a complaint against both TeleSign and Bix, demanding the cessation of data transfers, processing, and deletion of unlawfully obtained data. This violation of GDPR regulations is a serious issue and could inflict a significant blow to TeleSign's reputation and business. The FBI has recently made some notable progress in their effort to combat cybercrime. In March of this year, U.S. authorities arrested Connor Fitzpatrick, the owner of a cybercrime marketplace. Fitzpatrick was charged with a range of cybercrimes. At the same time, the site's English language administrator, Pompom Purin, was also taken into custody. Recently, the FBI has seized control of the domain, as part of their ongoing efforts to crack down on cybercrime. CISA has issued several orders for federal agencies and businesses to patch some crucial vulnerabilities. One of the orders is to patch iPhone bugs recently exploited to deploy spyware attacks via iMessage zero-click exploits, which was used to deploy triangulation spyware. Another order is to patch VMware and Roundcube server flaws. Additionally, CISA has added newly discovered vulnerabilities to the known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, with six new flaws targeted by Russian APT groups added to the list. Therefore, federal agencies and other businesses are strongly advised to patch these vulnerabilities immediately to avoid any potential cyberattacks. Next up in CISA news, are orders to patch these crucial vulnerabilities. Fortinet, the security solutions provider, has fixed a critical vulnerability in its Fortinet Zero Trust Access solution which could have allowed attackers to remotely execute code and commands. The vulnerability affects FortiNAC versions up to 9.4.2 and is due to an elevated privileges vulnerability in the request handler component, which can be exploited through unknown data manipulation. Fortinet has addressed the vulnerability through updates and strongly recommends users to install them immediately to mitigate the risk of attacks. This is the latest news from Fortinet in terms of fixing security vulnerabilities, indicating the company's commitment to providing secure solutions to its users. In Twitter news, Joseph James O'Connor, a UK citizen involved in the 2020 Twitter breach that affected high-profile accounts, has been sentenced to 5 years in a New York federal court. This breaking story will be updated with more details as they become available.